A tentative plan has been developed for students in the largest public school district in western Massachusetts to return to the classroom for the first time since last March. Under a plan being considered by the Springfield School Committee, a majority of the district's 26,000 students would return to their school buildings starting on April 12th. But smaller groups, including special education and vocational technical students, might return in March.
And again, those openings would be subject to working with our health commissioner to make sure the COVID rates would make it safe to reopen at that juncture.
Superintendent of Springfield Schools Dan Warwick said details of the plan are still being refined and will need approval by the school committee at an upcoming meeting. It is possible the committee will hold a virtual town hall to get feedback from parents before voting on the reopening plan. The plan envisions a hybrid education model where students would be in classrooms with teachers 2 to 3 days per week and learning remotely the rest of the time. High-need special education students would be in school 5 days per week.
And the one thing to remember, too, that for parents, if they want their child to stay remote, we're going to contact all the families. So any parent who wants their child to stay remote for the rest of the year, we're going to honor that request also.
A project to install air purifiers and other technology in each of the district's 57 school buildings to improve ventilation should be completed in March, according to Warwick.
And it's very exciting to see those kind of upgrades going in.
Children enrolled in the Springfield Public Schools have not set foot in a classroom since last March. The school committee voted last August to start this academic year fully remote through the first marking period. Then in December, they voted to extend full remote learning through the third marking period.
The reality is that it's not safe. I wouldn't feel comfortable voting in favor for us to return.
At that December meeting, school committee member Denise Hurst and her colleagues urged the administration to prioritize, if possible, an earlier return to in-person classes for groups that have struggled with remote education, including special education students and English language learners. They said vocational technical students should be considered a priority to return to school so they can demonstrate hands-on skills that are necessary to secure a certificate to work in certain trades. Peter Murphy, one of the two members of the committee who voted in December not to extend remote learning, said being out of classrooms for month after month has been a hardship for many.
I worry very much about where are our homeless kids going to school.
According to a report presented to the school committee last month, daily attendance for remote classes in the first marking period averaged 91.5%, just slightly below the average attendance in classrooms last year. The course failure rate for the first marking period was 10%, up from 8.7% a year ago. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.